man. Listen, Shaquan, let me tell you something right now. Right? The song that we just played right now, mm-hmm. right, is a personal favorite song of mine.
Okay.
And it's a song that I only discovered recently. And I mean like recently.
Yeah.
I'm talking Restoration Concert recently.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's where it all began with me and this gentleman that we are about to introduce you to.
Mm.
Now, every single Friday, we bring in personalities, we bring in newsmakers, we bring in people of interest, we bring in people that we gossip about, we bring in people that are in our WhatsApp groups one way or another.
Mm.
They make headlines, or they don't make headlines, because Shaquan and I, we believe that they are supposed to make headlines,
yep.
and they deserve their flowers.
Absolutely.
How are they not making headlines?
Yeah.
Today's gentleman is a man of God, is a man of cloth, it's a man that has inspired many in his private, in his public, in his ministerial work, in his advocacy. It's a man that I know that is also a bit of a straight talker for that matter. He's never shy to express his views. It's a
yeah.
gentleman who I recently discovered did incredible work with Zimbabweans and South Africans. And we'll get into this. Boys and girls, young and old, please help me welcome the one and only Pride Panache.
Thank you. Thank you for such a generous
mouthful.
Mouthful introduction. I'm telling you, thank you. I'm humbled, man. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Listen,
thank
man.
Thank you so much for being here.
Now, you see, since the Restoration Concert, right? Mm. I've been abusing Shaquan with the fact that I came across brands like yourself, and I'm calling you a brand because you speak very fondly about how. You know, gospel and the gospel music in different subgenres is not financially viable. You know,
yes.
even though you love the ministerial work, you love mm-hmm. your God, mm-hmm. and so yeah, I would tell Shaquan every now and then
mm-hmm.
the fact that I met you, I met Osimanda Gabriel,
yeah.
I met like a phenomenal mm. artist
mm.
who I knew about them from far, you know when you know about someone from far, but it's like you know,
until you're in their presence and you just experience them in a different way. Yeah,
dude. And since then I am literally obsessed with the work that you and your fellow gospel artists do, and I want to say thank you. No, I need to say thank you. I need to thank you for the work that you do.
Coming from you, it's big, man.
Ah, come on. So Pride, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, my good sir.
I'm humbled. Really.
Yeah,
I am.
Pride, we mm-hmm. need to find out real quick, man. Mm-hmm. Who is Pride? Where is Pride from?
Yeah.
Is Pride a Southern African boy? What is the Pride story that we need to know about?
All right, so Pride is a young man.
Mm.
I was born in Zim, raised in Namibia.
Mm. Mm.
So I am a Namibian
mm.
and gospel recording artist.
Yes.
And I've had the privilege to work with a number of Southern African countries, primarily gospel artists. And I love the Lord. I'm born again, saved, Holy Ghost filled, sanctified, devil casting, you name it, mm. I'm it. And I genuinely love the Lord. And I'm a musician at heart. I'm a worshiper. Married to a beautiful Themba looking lovely
Horesh.
Wife. Mekupi Mafokid is my beautiful wife, my high school sweetheart.
Oh, high school sweetheart.
Yes sir.
Nice one, nice,
yes, sir.
Nice.
Yes sir. She was at Concordia.
Yeah.
I was at a private school here in Windhoek, Combretum Trust School.
You were at Combretum?
I was.
I'm sure they made a lot of fun of you guys, no?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Bro.
The Combretum jokes never get old.
Never get old.
And I was yeah. head boy, so.
And, okay, do you know what I mean? At least some stripes there, yeah.
You know, so yeah, no, yeah, just grew up in the church. My parents are pastors. Both
wow.
my parents are pastors, yeah.
Okay.
From Harvest House International Church, mm. Which is now affiliated with Harvest Music, because Harvest House International Church is a big church. We've got some churches here in Windhoek,
yeah.
And across, right across the world. So that's why I've had the privilege now as a Namibian gospel artist mm. to work with other international artists. I mean,
by that link now.
Yes,
yeah,
I started my journey in 2010
mm.
and opened up for some really good gospel international artists that would come to Namibia, the likes mm. of Uche, James O'Conn, and recently we had the likes of David Dunn and E. Daniels from Nigeria.
I had a conversation with them, and so I
opened up for them as well, alongside some other powerful local gospel artists. I mean, it's a lot of things to say, but pride is just genuinely a love. I mean, a lover of Jesus, and gospel music is my passion. And I don't do your traditional. I do, but I try to be diverse. You know, because I think with the kind of gospel, the sound that's moving with gospel now, you have to cater for everybody. You have to cater for the old, the young, the middle-aged. And so I do amapiano, I do your deep worship, I do anything that moves me and that makes my baby kick, I do it. As long as the message is about Christ and hope, you know, an upliftment of humankind, hey, why not?
Who would you say is a... Who's a, because you've obviously, you know, collaborated with a lot of artists, even, you know, obviously outside of Namibia. But who would you say has really influenced your sound?
To be honest with you, I would say Benjamin Dube. Yeah.
Man, wow.
Because I think Benjamin Dube is
that
a legend.
That explains it. That explains it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Benjamin Dube.
I hear it now as well.
He's stayed true to his sound. He's straight true to the message. And he's also been very diverse as he was coming up. So I've studied him a lot. And of course, other Western gospel artists, as Fred Hammond. I love Fred Hammond. And then the current cats who are really doing well. Diedrich Haddon, Ty Tribute. These are American.
Then,
well, from Africa, Eastern Africa, I mean, I'm looking at Pastor Nathaniel Bassey.
Absolutely love him.
Very, very, very influential. So, I mean, a lot of people have contributed to my music and to the sound that I bring out. But I'm also trying to be authentic and original and not try to sound like anybody, sound like me. And that's why I'm always advocating that, you know, there's a sound coming from Namibia, a Namibian gospel sound that the world needs to hear.
The reason why, I love the fact that you said that you make it a point to be inclusive with your with your music and your work.
Yeah.
And I love that because for the longest time, I mean, I've always felt that we are all here, then the gospel community is there.
It's like we're so far removed.
Right?
Wow.
And that's why, I even asked the organizers of the restoration concert, like, are you guys sure it's me that you want, like, you want me to host?
Hey, but
this
you killed it though.
Dude. You don't understand how many things happened after that, like, in my personal life, just in terms of, dude. But that's another conversation of another day.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, you must host it. You hosted alongside now also Dilimeke. And there's so much music, you included, so much music that I saw that the rest of Namibia needs to hear.
Yeah,
and it's not necessarily like your traditional, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm gonna cry now, and I need to worship now, and I need to, like, and I need to fall to the ground now. You know what I mean? You mentioned amapiano, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I have, and I'm gonna drop it end of this month. Something really fresh. I'm working with the DJ. Mr. Glow.
Glow, for that matter. Yeah.
So I think we have to stay relevant. I mean, the music is there. If I tell you, Aneske, the music is there. It's just that I don't think local gospel Namibian music has a platform to express. Yes, and we know, and we have seen, like, with the local worship concerts that happen, we see the talent, the natural, raw talent, you know, but we don't have a platform. Oh, yes, we have radio stations, but I think, thank God for, you know, radio stations like you guys and the programs that you're giving us a platform to put out our music, and then the rest of Namibia will get to know, oh, okay, so we have this kind of music. I've had people who bump into my music on YouTube, they're like, oh, wow, I didn't know that, you know, you're a gospel artist.
Right?
People are like, is this from Namibia? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly, guys.
So, like, why do you think that the gospel industry, for example, has been sidelined for so long? Like, why do you think people just, I don't want to say shy away from it, but kind of just look away from it?
It's just not mainstream.
Yeah.
I think the quality, number one, this is my take. Because previously, gospel music was not regarded, like, quality-wise, it's church music, so we're not really going to listen to it. But we have productions that are being put out right now that match even with the mainstream.
Oh, yes.
And so I think as gospel artists, and the reason why we have not been able to get that is because of our quality and not being very strategic in how we produce and how we make our music.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so we have, and I think there's a lot of us that are doing that now, that are being, they're very cognizant of the fact that we have to cater to the masses. Our message is about hope, but the packaging needs to be appealing to someone who doesn't go to church,
but can
hear this message and say, oh, wow, this is actually gospel music.
Because one of the things that Shikwan and I conversation that we always have off air, and sometimes we also express it on air, is that, I mean, in 2024, the structure of the church is riddled with so much politics. And you get people like myself, Shekwan, and many other, I mean, young Namibians who prefer but to worship Mar in your private space.
In our own space,
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Hence why your music, for me personally, does so much for my soul, my man. You understand? So for people in Shikwan and I, and I see that Amalia also on our WhatsApp group, on our WhatsApp line,
on WhatsApp,
says that she loves your music.
Wow.
She says, please tell him I'm a big fan and I can't wait to praise the Lord in his presence tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight there's a worship at,
come on, Shikwan.
What's the
Cornerstone? Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I got an invitation.
You got an invitation.
Yeah, I appreciate you for that. Thank you.
Oh, wait.
My bad. I didn't tell you.
Yeah, you did. Because I'm like.
that's
okay,
happening
tonight. But we'll get to it.
Yeah.
Listen, you did something exceptional with a Southern African. It was a Southern African collaboration.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that bit, and we will introduce the song officially that side to the fresh listener.
Yeah.
So stick around, don't go anywhere. Pray for Nashe in the studio. We've got questions also here from Hidon, but we'll check it out. We'll check it out. Stick around, don't go anywhere. This is Fresh FM.
Wow. Out here at the episode.
It is 9:23 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We're talking to a man that does not, I believe, in my honest, brutal opinion, does not get the recognition he deserves. A man that touches souls. And sometimes I think, you know, as Namibians, we fail as human beings by not telling the next person that they are special and that they do something special to them and that they appreciate their presence. Wow. Pride Panache, my man, we want to tell you right now, my man, we appreciate you, my sir.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
We appreciate you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. We're so happy to have you here. Man. I don't know. I think it's also just like the shift in the room in terms of like the energy, like when you just walked in.
Wow.
You know, like when they say the God in me recognizes the God in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for just being, for just bringing, I'm going to say it, that fresh air.
Yes.
To Fresh Breakfast.
Yes, come on.
Yes,
we appreciate
indeed.
It. Yeah,
I appreciate you guys too, man.
We asked you a question off air. We're going to ask you this question on air again. Shikwan, kindly do us the honors, Macy.
Like the music, right?
No. The his journey with the Lord.
Oh, yes. I did just ask him, when did you get saved?
Okay.
And Eniske also added on, like, what was that defining moment for you to say that, you know what, I've done it my way for so long.
Yeah.
Let me give it all to him.
Yeah. And so gave my life to the Lord in 2013. And I think growing up in the church, you know, you just know, you wake up, you go to church, you play because your parents are pastors.
Yeah.
But you don't really have a relationship. And so 2013, I decided to say, let me really try this Jesus. You know, I've seen people come and give their lives. Let me also do it for myself and see how it's going to be. And I can tell you guys, my life has never been the same.
Yeah. What was the rebirth for Pride? Rebirth in the terms of dying to your old self? What was that new version of you?
I think, you know, the rebirth for me was a point where I realized, you know, because, you know, there's religion and then there's relationship. So I was used to relationship, but I didn't have a relationship. I mean, I was used to religion, but
you
didn't
have
a relationship.
I think you need to run it back for the people at the back, please.
I
need you to say that again, please, right?
Because a lot of people know about God, but they don't have a relationship with God. We go to church, but we don't know the God we're going to church for. So I was that guy. I was good. I'll go to church, play drums, you know, play keys, play bass, have a good time. But I didn't have a relationship with this guy, this God I was playing for or was playing to, you know. So that was the rebirth for me, having that, you know, that paradigm shift and say, well, I know about God, but does he know me? You know, like, yeah, that was a turning point for me.
So okay. There's a difference between
religion and relationship.
Yes,
man. Wow.
Yeah.
Because with relationship, it's about intimacy.
Yeah. True. You true.
Know, intimacy. There's that connection. But
between the both of us.
With
yeah.
religion, there's no intimacy. It's just it's been going on and on and on and on.
Mm.
But relationship, we're headed somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a path. There's a track record.
Mm.
Oh, we've been through this. Like it's a normal relationship with anybody. We've been through this together, and this is
we've
where we are.
Overcome yeah. this
God,
with,
God,
yeah.
God took me from this place. I'm here now, and he's taking me there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Relationship.
Look, we understand that gospel is not necessarily, you know, commercialized, and it's not at the level. I mean, there's a couple of gospel artists that have really capitalized on it mm-hmm. in their different respects, you know, the Dinavs of this world and mm-hmm. etc. Moving forward, what needs to happen, Pride? Because I mean, you're putting out this fantastic music, you mm-hmm. and many other gospel musicians, mm-hmm. and it's fantastic music.
Thank you, sir.
It's beautiful music. Music that, you know, music that I even, there's one song by, I think was it the ACM choir, the AMC choir, sorry,
mm-hmm. ACM
yeah. choir, that I even feel like, you know, I can even remix the song and, wow. and put it on in my sets when I'm in the club,
you know what I mean?
But yeah. anyways, that's another story for another creative session. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is to happen moving forward now? Like, who's sleeping? Are we sleeping as Namibians, or is the structure sleeping on, like, what needs to happen?
I think platform.
Platform. Okay.
Platform is everything.
Okay.
When there's no platform for the community or for the listeners to consume, then that's where you always hear the oh, we didn't know. Because there was the platform to put out that is
not
there.
Created, yeah.
And so I think with platforms like these, you guys are giving us the space to express ourselves. Mm. You're giving us the space to put out the creative sound that people will be like, wow, this is actually from Namibia?
Mm.
You mean this whole, we see this on TV, we see the South Africans doing this, and you mean to say we also have people in Namibia who are doing this, we're doing live productions.
And
you know,
in some cases, even better!
You know,
so
I think it's platforms for me, and I've been praying, and this is like an answer prayer, like no joke, this is like an answer prayer, and I'm like, Lord, I hope and I pray that, you know, our radio stations will give us more airtime and put out not just on Sundays. During the week as well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's the pivotal turning point for the gospel sound to be embraced also by the community.
Mm.
You know, it would be nice. Yeah.
One of our favorites, John Kamati, said that Namibia needs to get back to God. Do you agree?
That's 100%, 150%.
At the pace that we're moving as a country right
and
now,
I believe. You know, rest in peace, the late Dr. Hage.
Mm.
2023, he said something that it was going to be a year of revival.
Revival, yeah. Mm.
And I think that was a prophetic, and man, I love that man. And so I didn't even know that he had said that. And then I wrote a song on revival.
That's one of the biggest songs.
Yeah. And so with that, I really believe Namibia is turning, and there's a revival slowly happening within the body of Christ, within the nation. We may not see it now, but something is brewing. I can tell you that.
Okay.
And we will keep speaking it until it manifests.
All right. Okay, cool. There's a new song.
Come on.
There's a new project, an experimental project, from my understanding, with Harvest Music. Tell us about this, my man. The mic is yours. Break.
No, go for it.
Come on. Okay, so Harvest Music, like I said, I mean, I'm from Harvest House, the church.
Yes.
And so Harvest Music is actually a music label that from the church now. And so they know me as a Namibian gospel artist, and I'm part of that as well. So they called me up, hey, Pride, what are you come through? We have a project called the Hakama Project, which is actually out. It's on iTunes, and I happen to have two songs on that project. And so I was invited, I actually had to audition.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
I went through, I think they had about like 300, 400 people for lead roles.
For lead, yeah.
Yes. So I went and I auditioned. By God's grace, I got the audition.
Mm-hmm.
And so, cut the long story short, I got to record two songs. I sent my own original songs,
mm-hmm.
which were produced by Lindi Lani Mukiza, is from Joy Celebration. And the music director of Joy Celebration, Sia, the girl who plays Kiss,
he
produced that.
I met him,
And so I mean, it's all God. It's all God did it.
Yeah.
And so I'm grateful that, like you said, the recognition is slowly getting there.
Mm.
And who would have thought, you know, that the guy who fellowships in Kilimanjaro, there in Katutura, every Sunday would one day, you know, stand on a big platform, you know, with these world-class musicians producing your music and representing the nation outside of Namibia.
Yeah.
And so, Harvest Music has given me a platform to go out and put my music out as well.
Yeah. Mm.
And with the visuals that are coming along.
Those visuals. Shekwan, you have to see those visuals.
Yeah, I did. The project that you guys also just dropped recently. When was it?
Yeah.
I saw it as we were in studio on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, on TV even?
Yes.
I know, man. I said, because he sent me the link, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to get back to you, bro. I'm in a couple of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check this out. Yeah. It usually happens, right?
Yep.
I think a couple of hours later, I'm just like, oh, yeah. You know, homie sent me this thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I open up the link.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. Is he moving away from gospel music?
Yeah, or like, what's happening? Yeah.
What's because the artistry, Shekwan, the artistry of that video.
Yeah.
Like the storyline. Like the
storyline.
It's so unorthodox and it's so powerful. Listen, I'm an artist.
Yes.
Mm.
And that thing was speaking to my artistic side, to my faith side, to my everything.
Ignited something.
Oh, it ignited something. I think it's brilliant.
It revived something.
It revived
Yes,
right,
sir.
Man. Listen, the floor is yours.
Yeah.
Please kindly introduce the song right now. The one that we're talking about is great, by the way.
Okay.
Yes. Please introduce the song Great Things. Yeah.
Okay.
To the Namibian audience and to all the fresh audience, featuring Harvest Music. The floor is yours, Boot.
All right. So this basically, I wrote it. My own, original composition. I write a lot of music.
Look at you.
Great Things is just basically a feel-good, celebratory declaration of celebration to God, saying God has done great things.
Mm.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, scripture says he raises up a standard against him. And so this song really is a song of celebration, that God has done great things in our lives, and we need to say it to the enemy's face. Because sometimes, you know, life can get the best of us, but even in the midst of that, we still need to say, look, God is still doing great things.
Great things, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm reminded of a scripture that says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Mm.
You know, so we look at the bad a lot, and we magnify the bad, but there's a lot of good that God is doing. There's a lot of great that God is doing, and we ought to say it, and we ought to speak it, and we ought to declare it. Speak it until it comes to pass.
Speak it until it comes to pass.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pride Panache on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Officially new.
Yes.
On our playlist.
Have a listen. Oh! Oh my goodness. And this is not me just hanging on. Wait, let me start the song over. Hold on, Bacchus. Because they accused me of overreacting something.
I won't.
You know what I mean?
But here it is also. I did share the link with a couple of people on our WhatsApp here.
Yeah.
So if you want a link to where you can listen to his music, you can
let
us know on WhatsApp and we'll share it with you.
Okay, let's go. When we get back, we crack open that fresh safe that is $16,000, $16,102 and $0.09 in it as a blue sticker.
Yes. Partner.
It's the scripture, man.
Right?
It's the scripture, man.